Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the EMI Governance Review Committee meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. And as a reminder, this call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Mr. Rogers Collington. Please go ahead.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural general session of the Governance Review Committee. Starting out on the agenda, let me first start with a roll call for our Governance Review Committee. Tony Braun.
Here.
Andrew Campbell.
Here.
Suzanne Cooper.
Here.
Eric Eisenman.
Here.
Jennifer Gardner.
Here.
Teresa Hampton.
Here.
Therese, excuse me. Doug Howe.
Here.
Doug Howe is, I believe you're on the phone, so we're going to.
I'm here.
Excellent. Rob Taylor.
Here.
Rebecca Wagner.
Here.
Mary Winky.
Here.
Cameron Yurkowski.
Here.
Angelina Galitova.
Here.
Valerie Fong.
Here. Did we miss a commissioner?
Not yet. Last but not least, Commissioner Christine Raper.
Present.
Everyone else was here and you're present. Excellent. The first item on our agenda is we have a standing item, as we do on these, for public comment that is not related to items on the agenda. So if there's any public comment, you have an opportunity at this point, either the crowd in the room or anyone on the phone. Seeing no one in the room, is there anyone on the phone that is seeking to make public comment on items not on the agenda?
And to queue up for that, you would be star one on the audio side of it. And there is nobody in queue at this time.
Excellent. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is an election of the chair for the Governance Review Committee, and we are also in discussions with the committee, have determined that we will do a vice chair as well. And at this time, I would need a nomination for a chair and a vice chair.
Hi, this is Tony. I'd like to nominate Therese Hampton to serve as chair. And Roger, do you want them all in one motion?
Yes.
And Rebecca Wagner to serve as vice chair.
Okay, unless there's any other nominations, I will read a motion. Are we ready for a motion? Seeing nods and happy faces, let me go ahead and read the motion. Move that the Energy Imbalance Market Governance Review Committee elects Therese Hampton to serve as chair of the Energy Imbalance Market Governance Review Committee effective December 4, 2019, pursuant to Section 3.E of the Governance Review Committee Charter. Move that the Energy Imbalance Market Governance Review Committee elects Rebecca Wagner to serve as vice chair of the Energy Imbalance Market Governance Review Committee effective December 4, 2019, whose role will include substituting for the chair when the chair is unable to fulfill her duties due to conflicts, absence, or unforeseen reasons. Need someone to move or first?
I move to approve the motion.
Second?
Second.
That was Tony. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
While I'm not opposed, since I do not have a vote, I wanted to express my full agreement with the actions of this committee, the voting members of this committee. This is Val.
Thank you, Valerie. And that's a good point. Let me note that while I took the role, the two members, the representative from the ISO Board of Governors, Angelina Galitova, and from the EIM governing body, Valerie Fong, are non-voting members of this committee. So we have all eyes, but I do have Doug on the phone. Doug, do you have a vote?
Yes, aye.
So the motion passes unanimously. Congratulations to our new chair and vice chair. At this point, I will turn it over to, let's see, we have the update on the Governance Review Committee. Our new chair gets to do an update.
Thank you. So I'll start by thanking the group, and I appreciate the opportunity to work with everyone here. It's evident from the first meeting that we had that everyone is very committed, and this is going to be a terrific group to work on these really important issues. Very grateful for the vice chair as well. I think that's going to be important as we work through this. So just wanted to give you a brief update on process and kind of what we've been able to do in our first meeting and what you might see from us in the future. We recognize that a process to come up with governance review modifications is really going to be supported by public involvement and by engagement with all of you. And an important piece of that will be laying out a schedule so you have a sense for what you might be seeing from us and when you might be able to see drafts and what opportunities for engagement would look like. The first step that we're looking for is a scoping document to get comment from stakeholders on, and we're targeting that in early 2020. So it won't be, for those of you that remember last year where a document came out on December 15th, it will not be coming out in December, but the target will be early 2020, and then hopefully with that document we will have an opportunity to share kind of the broader calendar for achieving the overall objective of this work group. And that's the extent of the update that we have today. If there are questions, can we take questions or comments from anyone in the room or on the phone?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question on the phone, please press star then one on your phone. You will hear a tone indicating you have been placed in queue. You may remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star one at this time.
Yeah, I think that's one of the questions that the committee wants to talk through is exactly what that timeline looks like and assuring that we've structured a timeline that provides enough opportunity to hear from stakeholders and respond. Any questions on the phone?
There is nobody in queue.
Then I think at this point we'll turn it to Peter Colucci to do an overview of the stakeholder process.
Well, thank you, Therese, and thanks to the rest of the members here of the Governance Review Committee. So we wanted to provide just a little bit of a briefing of how the ISO stakeholder process works and give you an update on some of the pertinent stakeholder processes that are underway. Wait for the screen to come up just one second. All right. So here at the ISO, we wanted to make sure that we reiterated how important stakeholder input really is for us. It's very essential as we develop all of our market components as well as the infrastructure planning processes that we have. We have utilized a really consistent process for obtaining the stakeholder feedback, making sure that we're able to give an equal voice to all different stakeholders. We don't really have any stratification of members, and we make sure that we're able to address each individual stakeholder's concerns. And the input that we get really does impact everything and every aspect of our organization. Like I said, we are definitely involved in the market design components, a lot of our policies that we go through, a lot of our implementation activities, as well as the infrastructure planning. So we've made some minor modifications to that, and so now we have a new graphic. This will be up on our ISO website as well as a link to that on the westerneim.com website, where it really shows the different processes that go for a policy initiative from development through decision and there through implementation. We'd really like to highlight, and you can see the little orange guy in the bottom, he mentions that there's stakeholder input that comes throughout each part of the process as we go through there. So the steps that we have here to manage a transparent stakeholder process are outlined. The first part is the issue paper that we put, making sure that we're on the right page. Then we work through a straw proposal process. And you can see there, those arrows at the bottom, these are kind of the typical steps that we go through. Each time we move down the path there, we publish market notices, We usually try and do those about 3 weeks before meetings. We post those papers, and that's going to be about 1 week prior to the meeting or the call. And we post the agenda and the presentation about 2 days prior to. And then we post the comments window, which is usually about 2 weeks, give or take. We try and give some room there. And then we aim to post those stakeholder comments in about 48 hours after we receive them. And then we also are now recording a lot of our activities here, and those recordings will be available on the website about 3 to 5 days after the meetings that we have. So like I said here, the first part of this issue paper, and we will take a bunch of reasons why we would issue this, and we would develop that paper based on stakeholder feedback through the catalog process, if it was something that FERC has directed us to do, or an identified change to the market that we have found. And we work to accomplish this and get this out to stakeholders by posting that paper to our webpage, and like I said, send out the market notice. We really wanted to highlight here the different opportunities for stakeholders to get involved. So whether or not they're there personally for the meeting or after, like I said, those meetings are recorded and available for review after the fact. So we did, like I said, make a few improvements to the process now, and it's a little hard to see on the screen there, but instead of just going, you know, in different tracks along the path, we are working to bring together the draft proposal, the draft business requirements, and the draft tariff before anything is taken to the governing body or the board. And here it's worth noting that that's just the first round of feedback that we would get on the tariff revisions that we're taking a look at. And again, all of these would be posted out for public consumption on the website. Then what we do is we take final comments on any of the revisions that come out of that on the final proposal, and that's going to be all included in a package that we present to the EM governing body or to the ISO board for decision, depending on which portion of the market that touches. And then once we receive that decision, we proceed with implementation if approved and going forward. Then, if needed, we will take a look at filing that at FERC. This is yet again another opportunity for stakeholders to provide feedback through the FERC process. We will wait and receive the orders there from FERC, and if necessary, make any revisions or file any compliance documents that may be necessary. And then we kick it over to implementation. This is where we work on the draft business practice manual, the rules of the road, if you will. And that's another opportunity for stakeholders to give us comments on what those rules look like and that business practice manual cycle. And yet again, this is also going to be posted to our website for stakeholder feedback. We do have a new look and feel to some of our stakeholder initiative web pages. As we're touching a bunch of folks that may not have been as engaged with our processes before, we wanted to make sure that you knew that the WesternEIM.com website is where everything is housed. There's a great little tab there that's circled in red. That's the initiative tab. When you select that, about midway down, it tells you the current stakeholder initiatives that we've got out there, as well as the proposed decisional authority that the EM governing body has on any of those initiatives that touch there. And that is just a recommendation at that point. There's multiple opportunities stakeholders can weigh in on that aspect and not just the policy as well. Oh, I went too far there. And so we just wanted to highlight, we do have some enhancements that are going to be occurring throughout 2020. And these are really important ones that will impact the day-ahead market enhancements process that we've got. And they all work together. Here we've got the flexible ramping enhancements. That's going to be really looking at deliverability and eligibility to provide that service. And there's going to be some ramp management issues there. We do have the day-ahead market enhancements process that is underway, which is going to look at co-optimizing supply on cleared demand and demand forecast that's there. And then we have the extended day-ahead market, which just kicked off in October, is expected to go through Q2 of 2021. There is a plan for us to implement the day-ahead market enhancements and the extended day-ahead market simultaneously. And the reason that we're doing that is that we can evaluate the interactions between those two different policy initiatives all together instead of independent. And with that, I'd like to open it up for any questions.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the audio side, it is star one.
That's here. Any questions on the phone?
There are no questions in the queue.
Of the Governance Review Committee.
This is Jennifer Gardner. Really quickly, Peter, I think I caught something. I just want to make sure I heard you right. Were you saying that CAISO is considering simultaneous implementation of the day-ahead market enhancements along with extended day-ahead market, or did I?
That is correct.
Okay. And so I guess I'm just curious on the timing because I see a decision 2021 for the day-ahead market enhancements and quarter two 2021 for day-ahead market. Are you, or for extended day-ahead market, are you envisioning those approvals as well as implementation occurring simultaneously? Or is it two?
I don't know.
Yeah,
and you know what, Jennifer, I'll have to take that back and get, but at this point, they were working to simultaneously put them together at the same time. The decision thought at this time, they've come across a few issues through the development, taking a little bit longer than initially anticipated. But I'll definitely follow up and bring that back to the group.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It does look, I will say from the dates, it does look like that's not happening simultaneously, but we'll get back to you on that. Good question. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay. I think with that, we can adjourn. So adjourned. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.